The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm going to come out the gate today and start talking about a WTF story that you'll hear inside today's episode about two penguin dads. I don't want to give it away. But Anthony did mention a fact in the WTF story, you'll hear it, that male penguins have been getting down since 1911. Well, you said automatically.
Well, since the beginning of time. It doesn't just happen like that. You don't just go, oh, I'm gay all of a sudden.
Yeah. Well, the controversy, though, about the two penguin dads, people are mad.
People are mad because
they're sending me messages that the penguin dads, it's unnatural. Talk to the penguins, fool. Don't talk to me.
When penguins all get together for mating season, they choose who they choose.
Yeah.
And these penguins chose each other. So.
They didn't even choose. They were born that way.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. Just like Lady Gaga says.
Just like we are. Okay. So now let's listen to the episode so you can get to know the two penguin dads. Have you ever woken up in the middle of the night or the morning or after a nap in a panic? Let's talk about it now. Welcome to Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So everything we do here on the radio is paid for by commercials. You know, when you go to work, you're getting paid. That's how we get paid. That's why we want you to listen to our commercials. Okay? And the woman who runs the commercials called me in a panic. This is not right. And I'm like, girl, we on the radio. What's happening? She's in mid-sleep. But that's happened to me sometimes. I'm like, if I'm really tired, I'll doze off. Oh my God, it's six. Well, I'm late.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, it's night.
For me, about once a week, I'll usually go to like take a nap in around like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And then wake up around like 6 or 7. And then I feel like it's 6 or 7 in the morning, and I feel like I'm late to the show.
Oh my God, and then the sun, like it's right there.
Yeah, I literally ran down to my car and had my keys and everything, dog.
No! I live in a constant state of panic because,
because the show's syndicated.
Because the show's syndicated, and I'm always like, did I put in the bit? Did I put in the show? Did I do the show? I mean, if you ask Dana, it's become like an obsessive thing.
He'll wake me up in the middle of the night. I'm like, oh my God, it's 2 a.m. Everything's fine. But anyway, I'm sure people can understand, especially when you take those disco naps. Calm down. Even if it's not done, you can still get it done. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll kick it off with National Groundhog Day. Hello.
Today's Groundhog Day?
Yes.
Are we going to call our friend John Smith in Punkatuxi?
Might have to hit him up later.
He was like 100. We've been calling him for a while. We should call him. We'll call him a day late.
Oh, maybe we give him some tater tots. National Tater Tot Day. And we'll wrap it up on National Girls and Women in Sports Day.
Yes, I love that right there. Okay, my favorite woman in sports. I mean, honestly, Serena Williams. I say it all the time. I just absolutely love her. But there was a woman who was around probably way before our time. I mean, I know she was around before our time, but my Aunt Sylvia, who played golf, was obsessed with her. And so she taught me and my cousin about the legacy of Nancy Lopez.
Oh.
She was a pro golfer, Mexican-American. Oh, man, you know, there's... You go golfing and like in professional golfing, there's not really.
Yeah.
I know. Well, they'd be out there on the golf course on the weekends, but professional golfers, few and far between.
Did you know when she hit a hole in one, they called it a hole in one?
What?
All right, so don't forget it's Black History Month. Woo. All right, you know the American rock and roll classic sang by Richie Valens, La Bamba?
Yeah.
It's actually not a Mexican song.
Oh.
It has roots in Africa. Just to let everybody know, Bamba is an African tribe in Angola and in the Congo from the Bamba River where the Mbamba people live.
Oh.
So just to let you know, the history is actually of African American origin. So there you go.
Vamos a bailar la bamba. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One confession right now. You get 1 minute, one call, no judgment. We're going to catch up with Crystal. She left her man right before the holidays. She mentioned abuse and just a bad situation. Whenever I hear a woman say they're leaving, it reminds me of my situation when I was in an abusive relationship for literally years. And I would leave and I would go back. And I would leave and I would go back.
Why do you think that that happens to so many women?
Because we're broken. The man breaks you down and you forget that you were somebody before that man. And you're going to be somebody after that man.
And you're also...
It's a psychological beating as well as abuse, physical abuse.
You're in love with the person you met, too. Yeah. And you hope, and you know, this person, he is plagued by alcoholism.
Yeah, women always think they can fix a situation fix a man, for sure.
We're maternal by nature.
Yeah, she's trying to say that, like, okay, I can get him back to where it was when it was good. Mm-hmm. And she's going to keep fighting for that.
So let's check in with Crystal now. She's going to give us an update. How are you doing, Mama?
life is pretty freaking amazing. I have my kids back. Everything's back. I got my savings account back up.
Let's go.
Yeah. So this, you know, he left and he hasn't been back and you don't want him back and your life is better without him.
Hell no. I don't want that bum back. He didn't work. He all he did was drink. He did little things around the house to make it seem like he did things. And I'm like, no, this is not like, no, I was paying for everything.
How long did you try to fix him? Because, you know, we women, we want to fix people. How long did you attempt to make him a better man?
Honestly, before we got married and everything, and thank God I didn't file the papers in the court. I was just hoping it would change. After six months, I knew things weren't right, but I still tried and tried and tried.
Sometimes, I mean, you don't want to give up right away, but at the same time, you can't change somebody who doesn't want to change. You can't push somebody into wanting to have motivation and goals that doesn't want.
He got used to the lifestyle. He did.
To you taking care of him.
Yeah, he got used to that. He was telling me he had a job for 5 years before we met. I was like, you got me so messed up right now. There's no way you had a job for 5 years. There's no way. You don't have that mentality, that work mentality.
So where did he go, though? He left your house. Where is he now? He's a grown man.
He's a grown man with his mama. And his mama's out.
See, I'm going to tell the moms out there, this is the worst thing you can do. Allowing a grown person back in your home. These are no longer children. They're grown folk. You're actually creating the crutch, right? You're handicapping them more and enabling them. You mentioned early on you have your kids back. How's that going now?
My kids, you know what I mean? They were just upset with me, you know what I mean? Because I wasn't seeing the red flags and they would, you know what I mean? They
Sometimes love is blinding.
It can be.
You now see the light. So thank you for the update. And I'm happy you're doing well for you and your kids, your family, you know?
We had an amazing Christmas too.
See, if he'd have been there, you had to split that present.
You want to know some messed up? He would always talk back to me about, oh, I love Dana Cortez. I got to listen to my girl Dana. I got to put Dana on. He would talk the most crap about that. I was like, are you serious? Like, what's your problem? Like, that's my girl. I love Dana. I got to put Dana on.
He didn't like the truth that come out of this speaker. That's what it is. The truth on this mic. He didn't like that.
She's so real. She's like the downest girl, like female. She's so uplifting. Like, she's so strong, like.
Let me tell you, lady listening, if your man doesn't like me, that's the biggest red flag ever.
That's a big red flag.
You know, I think that, you know, we ended this happily. She's obviously staying away. Crystal's a strong woman, but there might be a woman who's listening right now who can't seem to find the strength to leave. Trust me, you were a strong woman before. You're going to be a strong woman after. And if you need to speak to someone, the National Domestic Violence Hotline is there 24/7. 1-800-799-7233. Or you can always call us. We love you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I said this earlier and I probably got like 10 tweets. Oil sludge is good for your face. I'm not kidding. I'll explain everything right now. I always go last. This is, in case you missed it, your timeline swears up and down. This is breaking news and none of it even matters. We find the three biggest stories that you need to know and we give them to you right now. DJ Automatic.
So you may want to hold off on that Mexican vacation. The U.S. government just issued a security alert for anyone going to Cancun.
Arriba, arriba.
Yeah, the warning comes after two Canadian tourists were killed during a shootout at a five-star resort in Playa del Carmen.
May I give everybody a piece of advice? If you're going to Mexico, whether you're staying at a five-star resort or you're staying in a little barrio, you know, little neighborhood, you should not be involved
in illegal activities.
Yeah, thank you. That's an
lay
America.
Off the weed for the week. I'm sorry. All right, it could cost your life.
Yeah, seriously.
Man, this is crazy because I actually have some friends going to do a wedding out there in Cancun.
Well, that's fine. So, just tell them not to buy weed.
Yeah.
Or anything else. Nautical series is always fun, but not in real life.
Another thing that's not fun is hangovers.
Yo, for sure.
But science has proven there's really nothing you could do about a hangover besides not drinking.
Duh.
So check this out. Researchers in London tested over 21 supposed hangover remedies, and none of them worked. None of them stopped people from feeling like crap. The only thing that came out of this study says that will stop the hangover is if you don't drink the night before.
That's kind of what we do. DJ Automatic and I are like,
I hate
don't
hangovers,
drink.
But Pedialyte does help.
Pedialyte does give you a little kickback. If you can afford the IV thing, you know, do that. But
you still feel bad, though.
Yeah. The thing is, Anthony's right. The science is right. It doesn't matter what. It might make you feel a little better, but you still have the hangover no matter what.
But I will say, ibuprofen, a little bit of Pedialyte and a little smoky, you do feel like a new man.
Hey, and some menudo, baby. Seriously, ooh, that's the cure for the hangover.
With the pata.
Yeah, because you know the scientists, they don't even know what menudo is. All right, so in case you missed it, slugging is trending on TikTok. 100 million TikTok subscribers have watched top beauty influencers describe the benefits of oil sludge, also known as Vaseline.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, it was invented in 1872. Put it under your eyes, crow's feet, smile lines, neck, lightly all over your face. It's great to maintain a youthful appearance. Can I just say something? I've been using Vaseline my whole life. My nana always kept it. My mom always. It's kind of weird to me that now it's, is it being gentrified?
I think white people are just up on it now.
I make automatic use Vaseline under his eyes.
Don't ask why, but I just bought like a tub of Vaseline.
Well, so now just slap it on your face.
That's for something else.
Yes. Oh, my God.
You're also recently single.
That will not be a TikTok trend anytime soon because they're always watching their content. All right. If you want to know what slugging is, you want to see the videos, go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. I'll share some stuff inside the story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We had a wonderful conversation with Nicki Minaj, and inside that convo, she talks about Bad Bunny and the possibility of them working together, and she speaks on the mother of Drake's son, Sophie Brousseau. We've got all that audio right now. It's a lot of tea inside the Daily Dirt. Let's get it started with celebrity birthdays.
Movie actress and Kanye's new boo, Julia Fox, celebrating her birthday, and Shakira celebrating her birthday as well, too.
Okay, so Kim Kardashian's shapewear line Skims has doubled its valuation. It's now worth $3.2
billion.
Kim K launched the solution wear in 2019. In only that many years, it's worth that much. Now she's got a net worth of $1.8 billion.
I mean, all that money off of nylon. I mean, these are basically like fat suits that you put on.
I just want to come out with a thing called Hims for men.
Do it. DJ Automatic and Anthony A. Two dudes, one shapewear.
There you go.
Do it. All right, so now let's talk about Drake. He's quoting Pusha T in one of his latest Instagram posts.
Yeah.
He writes, "I've been around the world thrice times. I mean what I say," which is from the clips to 2002, the song is Cot Damn, leading some to speculate the two might be working together because Pusha T left Kanye's label. I don't think so. I don't think Drake will ever come around for that. Maybe this is Drake extending the olive branch, per se.
I just want to go listen to that album right now. That was such a great album.
It's a monumental thing, right? Yeah. Any hip-hop head will love that. I mean, are we going to look into it? Do we think?
I don't think that Drake and Pusha T are ever going
to
call it cool.
But Drake would want to work with Pusha T.
Drake would do it because Drake idolizes Pusha T. He's already said it's one of his favorite rappers of all time. I don't think Pusha T is the kind of guy that's ever going to be like, okay, let's call it cool.
I don't know, man. His new album might need a bump.
Baby. All right, so now let's go ahead and speak on his label mate, Nicki Minaj, who we got to sit down with and had one of the best conversations we ever had. You know, you said this earlier, it was like a once-in-a-lifetime talk.
Interview, yeah.
Oh, it was absolutely incredible. She talked about Bad Bunny.
What I love most about him, not only is he a hit maker, but he knows who the f*** he is, and he don't give a f*** how you feel. Ding, ding, ding.
She goes on to say that she would like to work with him, but what really caught my attention is what she said about the mother of Drake's son Adonis, Sophie Brousseau. Listen to this.
He invited Papa Bear to Adonis' party, but it was last minute, and I was bummed out. We weren't able to go, but he definitely invited Papa. Shout out to Adonis. Very smart, cute, sweet. You know, Mama is clearly doing the right thing with Adonis.
Shout out to Nicki Minaj for giving Sophie Brousseau some love on that one. She gave so many compliments to different women. She said that she's going to be working with someone in music. She wouldn't tell us who it was, another lady. Maybe you could guess. You watch the interview.
I think it's Cardi B. It's going to be a big feature, whoever it is.
I felt like she was kind of dissing Cardi B certain parts of the interview. You know what? You go watch, decide for yourself, and hit us up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dollar menu has always been one of my favorite things, right? About fast food. Well, a lot of them are going away now. Some of those items, I know. I'll tell you what they are. Inside Food News, it's hottest hashtags on your Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the baked potato.
All right, so obviously COVID-19, the pandemic, we're in the middle of it. And there are 7 signs that you've had Omicron and didn't even know it.
Oh.
What?
If you were sick and didn't get tested for COVID-19, chances are you had it. If you thought you had the flu, it was probably Flu-Rona.
It's Flu-Rona.
Coronavirus and the flu. It's a new thing.
That's my
favorite coronavirus
name.
Just isn't as strong now.
No,
right?
It's just not as strong. It's just Omicron isn't. Now there's other... Let's not...
Yeah, let's
don't
not.
Don't jinx it.
Let's not Joe Rogan the situation.
Yeah, please don't. Oh, I can't believe you said that. If your hair is falling out in large quantities, chances are you had coronavirus. If your family got sick all at once, chances are you had, you know,
coronavirus.
Yeah. If you had an eye infection, stomach issues, a strange rash, or if your back pain won't go away, you probably had coronavirus. So there you go.
You sound like a lawyer commercial. Now you can sue coronavirus.
I wish. All right, and finally in food news, the beloved dollar menu items have always been popular, obviously. But with inflation, they could be a thing of the past. McDonald's is allowing franchises to get rid of their all drinks are a dollar, which I always liked. I know.
Whoa. No, we're falling on a budget.
Oh, Denny's is no longer promoting their $2 to $8 menu. And Burger King is looking at removing price caps on value menu items and cutting the number of nuggets from 10 to 8.
That's just stupid.
But we got to pay the same price.
That is dumb.
Well, it's because they're having to pay employees more, rents higher, everything. I'm just like,
all this going on while people are flying to outer space? We don't have enough money to...
I know!
Come on, dude.
That's why we're tracking you, Elon Musk. That's why. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We will kick this one off with National Signing Day for all my college athletes out there. Yes. I want to send a special shout out to my boy, Andre Jones, who signed a scholarship to play at Eastern New Mexico University.
Congratulations.
He's dope and a great kid. I'm excited to see him play at the next level. We also have National Women and Girls in Sports Day, so shout out to them too as well.
Shout out to Serena Williams. Shout out to our daughter, Ava Maddox, who's a cheerleader.
She's a cheerleader, and yes, that's a sport. And I didn't used to think it was a sport, but after being involved with, you know, having a daughter as a cheerleader, my God.
As a former
Yale
leader.
It might be the hardest sport.
As a former Yale leader, yes, automatic is very much
a
sport.
Anthony was a cheerleader.
And you know what? I'll do this for you today, DJ Automatic. What do you call an indecisive potato?
What do I call an indecisive potato, Ant?
A hesitator. Is that good? No? Yeah, anybody?
Anybody?
All right, it's National Tater Tot Day.
Best tater tot, Sonic, hands down, at me if you don't agree.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
My family and I, we've spent many a Friday night at the Golden Corral Buffet. We spent Easter Sunday there, not too long ago. DJ Automatic.
I love me their fried chicken, or rotisserie chicken, actually, with the macaroni and cheese.
Well, let me, when the steak runs out, the fight ensues.
What the
Employees of a Golden Corral in Bensalem, Pennsylvania, say that two men began arguing over the last piece of meat, the last piece of steak on
the
grill.
That's a fight right there.
And before the employee knew what was happening, it was a buffet brawl.
Oh.
Chairs flying, punches thrown, over 40 people involved. The employee told authorities, "I don't think they realized there was more steak." Stupid.
That just proves how good the steak at Golden Corral is. I mean, you might think, it's Golden Corral. The steak's not that good. It's amazing.
It's fight-worthy.
The first thing of food I'm throwing at somebody is like the salad. Because I hate salads at buffets. Why am I even here? Why
take
are you
that,
here?
Lettuce?
Yeah, dog. I'm going to hit you with a broccoli lettuce.
I'm pushing over the chocolate fountain. Well, luckily, nobody was hurt and died.
Yeah.
But we are now going to talk about a funeral home. A funeral home in Russia, to be exact, that thinks sex sells even during death.
Okay.
What? Okay. So this funeral home is getting roasted on social media for hiring lingerie models to grind on coffins as a way to advertise their undertaker business.
Let's go. That's fire, dog.
Here's the kicker. Business is booming.
Yeah, it is, dude.
I knew it. I'm going to tell you right now, if there's anything I've learned about men, is that even in death, sexy time excites them.
Dude, that's what real homies are going to do for you. There's pouring one out for your homie, and then when there's you know, buying him some dancers when he's going, dog.
And you know they say you're stiff as a board when you die, so you know he's ready to go.
Oh, that story has me dead. Give me some strippers. I'm just kidding. No. All right. From a funeral home to the next cycle of life, we're going to talk about a groundbreaking birth. For the first time ever, two male penguins had a baby at a New York Zoo.
What?
Let's go. The same-sex penguin couple will now raise the little baby as a pair. It's a beautiful story.
Wait, hold on.
How did they have
so
a baby?
There's a lot, right?
Okay, so the first thing is...
Is there a surrogate penguin?
Kinda. So penguins are eggs. They're hatchlings, right? So they're born from the egg. So what they did at the zoo is they put these eggs next to some penguins, and some of the penguins walked away from them, some of them didn't nurse them. But our two guys Elmer and Lima stepped up to the plate and they were perfect. They kept the egg warm. They were there when it hatched, and everybody at the zoo has the feeling that they're going to be two great dads.
What if they're just bros?
No, dude, here's the thing. Penguins have been getting down. I mean, same-sex penguins have been getting down since 1911. All right? Don't ask
me. Well, I think they're probably getting down before that, but we noticed in 1911.
Who's noticing two men penguins?
Me.
All right. Those are today's WTF stories. Congratulations to the two penguin dads.
Yes.
All right, we'll be right back in less than five.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
February 2nd here on the Dana Cortez Show. We're going to get down with music facts. DJ Automatic, let's go.
We're going to start with birthdays. Today, Shakira's birthday.
I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right.
I've loved Shakira since her first album, Pies Descalzos. Happy birthday, mama. Anthony.
Let's start off with today in 1993. Willie Nelson gave the IRS $9 million cash.
On the road again.
Willie owed $17 million, but the government said they were good with the $9 million cash, plus all the property they had seized already.
But they didn't get his weed.
They didn't. We're going to stay inside 1993 because Brand Nubian releases their second album, In God We Trust. Punks Jump Up to Get Beat Down was one of their biggest hits, but Grand Poobah and DJ Alamo had already left the band and started their own solo projects. Next, we're going to 1999. Freddie Fender, a.k.a. Baltimore Garza Huerta, is awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Waste the days and waste the night.
Reminds me of my grandma. My nana really loved Freddie Fender. He's a Chicano, Mexican-American guy, changed his name because, as we still know to this day, that Latino last name throws people off. But the guy broke a lot of ceilings for a lot of Chicano artists.
And last, in 2019, Marshmello performs at a virtual concert inside the online game Fortnite.
So I didn't know that Marshmello set the wave for all these other artists to come through and do that.
So the first one that he did had 10 million people watching. Oh, he wore this bodysuit so he could be seen within the video game. And this was the first large-scale integration of a concert within a video game. Travis Scott did do it later, and he had millions of people watch him do it as well, but Marshmello was the first.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we had the one, the only, Nicki Minaj for an interview.
Woo.
And she mentioned possibly working with Bad Bunny. But who are a few other artists she might work with, and who do we want to see her work with? I'd like to welcome you to a recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. It's time for Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Yes, sir. Hosted by myself, Anthony A., and my scum padre, sir, DJ Automatic, who is also Dana's husband and a Nicki Minaj fan, correct?
I'm a fan of her rapping.
Yeah, dude, that interview. The interview's available on the Dana Cortez Show YouTube page in full length. She spills the tea about a lot, dog.
Yeah, and the interview is actually, I mean, patting ourselves on the back. It's a good interview.
It was a fun interview, dude.
Yeah.
I got to post a clip where she called me a zaddy. That was literally probably like, I don't know,
that might
man.
Be the highlight of your life.
I can't. I'm trying to think
I
of
mean,
another
what,
one.
What is the only thing is like Rihanna kissing you could be better.
Dude. That could only. Now I got new goals.
Yeah.
Thank you, DJ Automatic. But she also mentioned talking about the possibility of working with Bad Bunny and why she loves Bad Bunny.
Yes.
He got a dope vibe. I love that. What I love most about him, not only is he a hit maker, but he knows who the f*** he is, and he don't give a f*** how you feel. Ding, ding, ding!
She was on the Bad Bunny remix to Crispy Kush, which was not an official remix. So they have not really worked together in any kind of real capacity.
Okay, yeah, so it's not like a real collab and feature. Like,
no, but
like,
and that was when Bad Bunny's first song.
Mm-hmm. Now,
first Automatic, big song.
Now we're hip-hop enthusiasts, may you say, but yes. Just overall music fans. And Nicki Minaj been in the game for over a decade. So many artists she has worked with. Who are some artists that she hasn't worked with that you would want to see?
So I don't know if she was alluding to this in the interview, but I would like to see her work with SZA.
Oh!
I think their voices would complement each other. Nicki come with rap, SZA come with the,
damn,
you know, the vocals.
I thought I had the best list, but you're kicking it off with SZA. That's a good one. All right, Automatic, who else you got?
Another like R&B rap collaboration I'd like to see is Nicki and Giveon.
Oh!
Very soulful right there.
Yeah!
And then last, but definitely not least, I would love to see Nicki and Cardi get back together.
There we go.
And do like a real song together. Not
that was
like
on my list too, dog.
Yeah, Motorsport was, that's a good song, but it was like two separate verses. I'm talking about a song together.
We're just two dudes talking about Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, we
love her. All right. Also, yeah. Adele. And let me get some Nicki Minaj and Bruno Mars.
Oh. That hasn't happened yet. Why hasn't that happened yet?
Because it needs to. At Anthony A400 for a production credit, dog. Nicki, let me know what's good. The full interview is available on the Dana Cortez Show YouTube page. Please like, subscribe, and watch the video. We love you. And shout out to the Barbs across the country for rocking with the Dana Cortez Show. Y'all have a beautiful day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I almost didn't want to talk about Crystal in this, you know, outro of today's podcast. And I think the reason why, and I've said it over and over again, I don't think I know, is because I was in an abusive relationship. It makes me uncomfortable to talk about it. It makes me nervous.
You don't want to revisit the memories. Yeah.
I have this incredible gift that Jesus, the universe, God, whatever you believe, gave me. It's called the ability to forget and block things. My whole life has been a big block because it's always been crazy.
That's a topic in itself because I have that gift as well. And I hate when people bring up old stuff that like I had totally forgotten about. And then they're like, they like kind of bring that whole,
so you gotta relive that
emotional
pain.
Feeling back. Yeah, just keep it yourself.
And I understand what you guys are saying in regards to calling it a gift. But do you feel as if sometimes those, you know, because it's insecure feelings that you guys are putting down there and pushing down? Do you ever feel
those, right where they belong? So I don't think about them.
Do you ever feel like they resurface?
Nah.
If they did the other day, my mom like brought up this whole memory that I had the other day that I had completely like blocked out and forgot about. And then she just like talked about it like it was nothing. And I've been thinking about it ever since. Well, and I was I had not thought about that in 15
years.
But what
Anthony's saying is, do you believe they're suppressed subconsciously? But you act out in other ways because no matter what, your brain...
That's why my childhood was crazy. That's why I was like this crazy kid.
Well, no, that's why
kid.
Your adulthood is crazy. Anyway, I'm going to do a little more talking about it because, I mean, I know it makes me uncomfortable, but I think it can help other women. That's how I got help, by people talking to me about getting out of this relationship. The friends and family who never gave up on me. That's how I finally found the strength to leave, so... Yeah, there's my routine now. Part of the people do the resolution. I'll discuss it a little more openly. Oh. All right, let's listen to more of the podcast.